Hi, my name is Paula Davis, and I am the founder and CEO of the Stress and Resilience Institute and the author of the new book, Lead Well, 5 Mindsets to Engage, Retain, and Inspire Your Team. I wrote this book because if we want to increase the well-being, motivation, engagement, resilience, thriving, whatever good word we want to insert there, for our people and within our teams at work, we have to understand that our leadership behaviors, team dynamics, and individual experiences all interconnect to create the conditions for sustainable human performance. And right now, in our world of work, we're pretty much only focusing on the individual side of the equation. We need to now advance the conversation to address root causes and sources of stress and disengagement and burnout. And that's where my mindsets come in. So I wrote this book specifically for leaders to be able to think about and to have a framework to be able to now address and deal with some of the root sources or causes of chronic stress and disengagement that they see or may experience with their teams and in their workplaces. And so I am going to share with you 5 of the key insights from my book. And each of the key insights is essentially one of the mindsets that I created from all of my conversations with leaders and teams. So they were really the ones who provided the framework, and I just added the science and some stories to it. But insight number one is the first mindset. And I oftentimes will encourage leaders to start with prioritizing sticky recognition and mattering. So sticky recognition is a phrase that I created, and I created the definition for it as well. And it's basically just a way to show an individual or to show a team the evidence of their impact. So we know when we're keenly aware of the impact that we're making at work, it really, really ignites a lot of powerful psychological fuel, as I call it. Once sticky recognition is there, it activates something deeper, which is our sense of mattering. It's a fundamental human need that we have in our world of work and in our lives and in our communities to know that we matter. And mattering is a powerful combination of both achieving, so I'm achieving goals that are important to me, and I'm also being noticed or recognized for what I am doing. There are 2 TNTs, or tiny noticeable things, that I want you to think about in terms of being able to activate this mindset. The first one is to say a thank you plus. So a thank you plus is simply a thank you with a little bit of extra added to it. And the extra piece is the why or the because. So if I asked you, why are you appreciating someone or thanking someone or recognizing someone, that how you would answer me is the plus part of the equation. So instead of saying thank you to someone, which is, you know, of course, a very good start, you can say to them, thank you. The way that you summarized those reports helped me be able to see the key takeaways clearly, and I was able to have a much clearer conversation with the CEO because of it. It's that little extra piece that is what sticks or resonates with us beyond the thank you. The second TNT that you can do to activate sticky recognition and mattering is to notice strengths in other people. And so I was out with a friend of mine, and we were leaving a restaurant, and my friend went to go get the car. And as he was doing that, I noticed a different friend of mine walking down the sidewalk, and I hadn't seen her in a long time. And I ran up to her and gave her the biggest hug. And I said, Sandra, it's so great to see you. And when I got in the car, my friend said, I really like the way that your face lights up when you see your friends. And so it was just noticing that strength of kindness in me and how I react to my friends, which was very powerful. The second insight I'm going to share with you is mindset number 2, which is to amplify what I call ABC needs. The A stands for autonomy, the B stands for belonging, and the C stands for challenge. So this trio really forms the basis for a number of well-being models and frameworks, and it's really, really powerful. So there are several TNTs that I want you to think about in order to be able to expand the ABC needs of your team. For the A, I want you to expand how you think about autonomy. So with autonomy, we oftentimes think about solely where people work and when people work. But I want you to think about, can you give people more decision-making authority? Can you allow them to be more creative in their work? Can you allow them to take more control or lead over who they connect with at work? So being able to expand that is great. Another piece of the puzzle that I think is really important for the A, another tiny noticeable thing, is to set context for rules and goals. Give the rationale, the backstory, the why, for why there is a change happening in the organization or with your team, or why you are pursuing a particular project, or tell a little bit more about the story of a client who you are working with. For the belonging piece, that sense of connection is really important. But as we continue to, I think, figure out how to deal with hybrid and remote work models, that connection piece needs to happen with a lot more intentionality. One of the TNTs, or tiny noticeable things you can do to amplify connection, is to schedule unstructured time with someone, with people on your team. Take 10 or 15 minutes every couple of weeks and ask people, what has your attention right now? That's a much more powerful question than how are you doing? And will over time, I think, lead you to be able to get to know the people on your team in a little bit more of a deep way. The last piece of the puzzle is the C, or challenge. And it is very clear that people report that one of the things that they most want from their world of work is to feel a sense of opportunity and growth. And if they don't see a clear path forward for that, they will not hesitate to leave the organization. And so one of the things that you can do, a tiny noticeable thing, is to help them seek out mastery experiences. So help them understand or get to know what are the different skills that they want to develop and how do they want to grow, and then find opportunities that allow them to do that. And one of the best ways to promote mastery experiences is to actually learn by doing. So if I'm someone who says that I want to get better at public speaking, you can help me find opportunities perhaps to lead a team meeting or to present at a conference or to otherwise put myself out there in a way that is going to help me develop the muscle of building my public speaking. The third insight that I'm going to share with you is mindset number three, which is to build workload sustainability. This was a tough chapter to write, and I didn't want to do it, but I knew I would not be able to give you the type of book that I wanted to share with leaders if I didn't tackle really what was, you know, a huge issue. And what it came down to, once I started to dig into all of the layers that go into making workloads sustainable, there are a lot of things, more things than you may think of as a leader, that are within your control. And really what it came down to were two things: establishing really good teaming practices and really good recovery practices. So the book chapter actually focuses just on that first part, which is building good teaming practices. And one of the best things that you can do, a tiny noticeable thing that will help, is to do a meetings audit. Really take a step back and look at how many meetings you were part of, how many meetings are people on your team involved with, do you have to have a meeting? Is there another way you can communicate information? Can meetings be shorter? Can you add an agenda so that there's structure and clarity? So lots of questions to ask around that, but that's a really, really powerful strategy. The fourth insight that I'm going to share with you is the fourth mindset, which is to build systemic stress resilience. And we have all heard the word resilience, but I still believe it to be one of the most misunderstood words in our world of work. And basically what it is to help people simply develop their capacity to manage challenge, change, growth, problems, failure, setbacks, and to grow from those challenges, problems, and obstacles, right? And so resilience actually lives at the individual level, the team level, and the organizational level. And I focus at the team level and the organizational level in my chapter. But resilient teams really show four big capacities. They have a lot of team efficacy, meaning that they have a lot of collective confidence. They are confident in their ability to achieve their goals and manage the challenges and outcomes that they face. They have clear roles and responsibilities. And we also know that providing clarity around roles and responsibilities is a factor that increases the A in the ABC needs model and mindset too as well. Resilient teams are also really good at improvising. I think about this as the MacGyver rule, right? If they encounter a challenge, they're keenly able to chat, pivot, figure out plan B, plan C, perhaps. And then the last big capacity for resilient teams is psychological safety. There's a lot of cohesion and trust and ability to be able to talk about failure and when things don't go right. And so a TNT or tiny noticeable thing that you can use to expand your team's resilience is to debrief together after micro challenges. So don't wait for the big project to finish or the big thing to end. Whenever your team even encounters just a minor little stumble or setback, use that as an opportunity to come together and talk. And the last insight, the fifth insight that I'm going to share with you is the fifth mindset, which is to promote values, alignment, and meaning. A lot of people don't realize that values misalignment is actually one of the core six drivers of burnout, and values really need to be lived. People want to see their leaders walking the talk. And there are six different ways that the research tells us that leaders can build this sense of values, alignment, and meaning in their work. The first one is to communicate the work's bigger impact. The second one is to recognize and nurture potential. The third one is to foster personal connections. The fourth one is to discuss values and purpose during hiring and onboarding. The fifth one is to model values-based behavior. And the last one is to give employees autonomy. So you'll notice that the ABC needs are part of this structure as well. And one big, tiny, noticeable thing or TNT that you can use for yourself and also encourage for your teams is to revive a dormant connection. So who is someone who you maybe had a strong connection with in the past, then the relationship is just sort of, you know, phased out or, you know, been quiet for a little while. Reach out to that person and revive that connection. There is a lot of meaning and good relationship stuff to be had when you do that. So with that, I want to just thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the book. Thank you.